I wanted to sort of move to a different issue, something that you've talked about previously, which is said that one of the important changes in the medical school during the 1980s was the development of the development office. And into your sense of why this was so important and sort of the events that surrounded the creation of the development office within the medical school.
Well, I think it was terribly important. I think it has become more important than I dreamed it would. Did you say you want to know about how it came to be?
Yes.
I can't remember dates in this case, but sometime or other in late 1980s, maybe, I don't remember when, George Cadell became the president of the IU Foundation, executive vice president for the university, and previously the dean of business school. I thought he was a remarkably capable person, and warm too. He arrived at the conclusion that the fundraising activities of the foundation within those ought to be decentralized to the schools. So the opportunity came along to have in the school of medicine, as in other schools, fundraising activities. Now, when this first happened, I thought it was too good to believe, because I really thought there must be something And I was persuaded that this was for real, and so we got into it, and got a director for the development office, which grew. Now, why is that important? I think for two reasons. First of all, it provides access to a different set of budgetary purposes, which we previously didn't have. Donors give money for specific purposes ordinarily, but nonetheless, those purposes are within the total framework of need. So even though Harry Smith's donation may not be good for what I want, nonetheless, it's good for the school. And we put forth several missions for which we wanted money. And one was student scholarships, big effort in student scholarships, and it's been very useful. Endowed professorships, and it's been very useful. Research funding, library, buildings, whatever, it's been very useful. We can do things we previously couldn't do. And certainly, I think students have huge benefit from scholarships. Now, the other thing which I confess I hadn't realized, which is probably more important than money, has to do with the relationships with people in the community who give the money. And they have to want to give the money, and they have to have a warm feeling about the institution, and the feeling that the money that they're giving is well used. It's a safe relationship. And the community, we can call it constituency, again, in a broad sense, the constituency building is, I think, just as important as the money. And we have people who are friends now, which I'm not describing my friend, I'm describing the institution's friend, whom we didn't know before. And that's very important. So those are the two reasons it's important.
And since this, in part, was it seems like it's part of a wider effort from the foundation to sort of decentralize some of their operations.
At least under George Pinnell. Like
It sounds that this was a relatively frictionless process in the sense that there weren't any constituencies, at least well-organized ones, who opposed the move.
I think that's probably right, or at least if they were, canal control.
Mm-hmm.
My presumption is that as the foundation has evolved, it's still, they don't go ahead and do it. That thing developed. It was not a totally unrestrained freedom. When we wanted to approach donors, it was a certain ability. I can't tell you, I forgot the level. I had to have the university president, and that's all right. There has been that constraint.
And do you recall from the time what the sort of first landmark successes were, things that happened with the development offices?
I can't tell you about the first time. Mm-hmm. I know all of a sudden we began to have money that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. It was, again, the target purposes. Mm-hmm. But I suppose the best definition had to do with the capital campaign we undertook, which came to an end sometime around 1995 or something. Mm-hmm. Again, the dates are up within a year or so, and the amounts of money are not exact in my mind. My impression was we set out to raise about $110 million or something like that. Had specific targets of what we wanted for categories, you know, so much for this, so much for that, and so on. And actually ended up, as I recall, with about $230 million. And that's a well-defined success.
This is a general question. You have previously, when we spoke, characterized your goal, one of the goals that the community is to promote excellence in the medical school, and I saw this sort of an assumption. What did the excellent medical school for you look like? What did that term mean to you? And how did do you feel you sort of reached or where you didn't reach that goal?
I don't want to give the impression, mm-hmm, that I felt that my teachers and mentors were not committed to excellence. They were. But I didn't question the work. However, the excellence of the 1950s was different from the excellence of some other decade that follows that. And excellence is like other qualities, whether it's beauty or whatever. It's really in the eye of the beholder. And I wouldn't define that with a particular threshold level. I think, frankly, it's a mistake to set a level as where you want to go. I want to get to this plateau. I think it's wrong. I think it's the wrong goal. I think, rather, what you ought to think about is the slope of the curve, rather than where the curve is going. And my goal has to do with rate of change. I would want it to be changing for the better at a sharper curve than the past. And exactly where it comes to rest of the past on the next person to define it is internal.
The rate of change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel you're successful in doing that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And across the board, or particular areas more than others?
Some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. And if
the role of medical school expression, very much like herding cats.
Mm-hmm.
And some cats move faster than others, not necessarily in the direction you want to go.
Always offer this opportunity. Any final comment, anything that came to mind for our conversation?
No.